And we will introduce the property and then go around the table and introduce ourselves. So this is the appeal hearing for 236 Chimney Hill Road. And let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barris.
And Lynn, this, you'll have 15 minutes to state what you feel the value should be and why. The board may have a few questions for you at the end. Once the 15 minutes is up, the board will recess and go into a deliberative session. They will make a decision whether to raise the value, lower the value, or leave it the same. And you will receive from the town by certified mail a letter with a result of grievance notice, which will explain if you disagree with their decision, how to go about appealing it further. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, great. So you have 15 minutes. Start.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Lynn. I'm the owner at 236 Kimmel Hill Drive. I purchased the property about 5 years ago. So right now it's assessed at $927,400. I have provided an initial report of my findings to the Andrew, as well as a spreadsheet of some data points. Were you guys able to take a look at that beforehand?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'll probably just go through a quick summary. So my main three data points are the recent arm's length sale of my neighboring property, 284. So they were assessed pretty high as well, and they're, you know, as for market value for these property taxes, is, you know, it's as accurate as you can get when you actually go off to sell it, and they should be closing at the end of the month for the $795,000, which is well below what we were assessed for. So that's the first point that I'd like to make, that, you know, for your consideration, that's as accurate as you can get for market value. Ideally, I would think that you guys would be exploring their property tax assessment as well, because we can't get more accurate than being able to open market. But yeah, I'll let the new owner figure that out. So this is my main main emphasis, is that, you know, the next door property is a fair comparison to mine, although they are slightly bigger with a more acreage, but it's still in the same neighborhood. Some of the characteristics is similar, built the same year. And then that's my second point, was the uniformity of assessment for the land. When you look at it, apples to apples for the acreage, it's, you know, 11 acres versus mine was like 1.3, and the land assessment is, you know, it's the only difference is about 53,000. So I kind of wasn't sure, you know, I mean, I guess their land could be, the majority of their land might not be usable, but, you know, when you look at a range for that comparison, it seems a little off for me. So I wanted to take that into account, and then I also provided a spreadsheet of all the recent sales in Post Vista for the last 2 years that fit the same criteria and characteristics as my property, which is about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet, built plus or minus 10 years from my house, which is built in 1988. So I did a range of 1978 and 1998. And then any all properties that are 2 acres or less. So I felt that was a fair representation of comparable sales. And then if you look at the spreadsheet, all those are pretty close to the assessment. When you look at what it's sold for, what it's currently assessed for, as well as the Zillow estimate. I mean, I know that Zillow is a true indicator of value, but, you know, if they do take into many consideration for their data points, that they, you know, they use the big data pool. And so I always say that zeros is like kind of like the peak that you can actually get for a property. But that's my own opinion. Anyways, when you look at the spreadsheet, the differences between the comparable data points are within, you know, a standard deviation of error. If you look at the average, it's usually 2% or 4, I think it was. When you look at sold versus tax, it's a 2% difference. Zillow versus tax base is about 4% difference when you look at the average, and then the median between that is only 1% difference for all kind of those property when you take a look at the whole. So I think those are assessed pretty accurately when you take into consideration, you know, the whole assessment process. My biggest thing was that my property and my neighboring property, when you look at those data points, the deviation of those market values were well over 10% difference when you're taking into consideration that is a recent sale of $795,000. So I just wanted to point out this is kind of like the outlier of when you're looking at these type of metrics. And then once again, I want to know that I'm not a real estate professional, or, you know, I just do analysis on the side, and these are the data points that were available to me. But the assessment could have been done differently, so I wouldn't mind taking a look at how they were assessed, or, do a reassessment of my own based on their methodology. But that pretty much concludes what my report was. My request for relief is, you know, it's currently assessed at $927,400. And I think my data that I pulled out from Zillow and the recent website that tax property value history website, the town, where it's a market value of about $776,000. I'm requesting $775,000, just seems like a $25,000 difference between mine and the next door. Seems like a very, you know, accurate rate. If I were to put mine on the market, I probably would get around the same same value. Well, that's pretty much it. There's more details in my report that I probably didn't cover, but since you have it in front of you, I'm sure you have already taken a look at it, and that pretty much sums up my grievance for this tax review.
Great, thank you. Any questions?
I don't think I have any. You presented some good data for us to review.
There was another sale on Chimney Hill. I want to say it was the second one on the left. Because I remember we looked at the listing for that one on the end. I think they were listing it for $900. The one that sold.
104 sold last year.
Yeah.
Are you referring to 284, that listing?
Oh, it didn't?
Oh, 284, under deposit.
Under deposit at 795.
Yeah. $795. And what were they asking for?
$795.
They started higher.
Yeah, they started like 900 something, right?
Started.
Yeah, so a million. They actually started at 1.15 million back in October of 24. Yeah. And then since then it went down to a million, and then 950 to 900. And then 825, and then the most recent where they did get an offer, and they're looking to close at 795.
I think we definitely looked at it when it was in the 900s. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that sold. I think it was the second one on the left, as you first pull into Chimney Hill.
Yes, let me see if I can pull there.
Because we definitely looked at that one, and we looked at the one that was on the market to set the neighborhood grading, the entire neighborhood. We only had one sale, so it makes it hard to set a grading for the entire neighborhood on one sale. It was on the right. I think Louise Johnson sold it.
Yeah, So the one that was sold before was 104 Chimney Hill, was sold at $600,000.
104, okay.
Started at 629.
Yeah. I think we have it listed around 600,000 based on the neighborhood and size.
Yeah, it was definitely smaller.
Yeah.
And less land. Yeah, I don't have any questions.
Okay. I don't have any questions either, Jerry? All right, so I think what the board will do is they'll deliberate now, and you will receive a notice from the Town of Colchester by certified mail within 2 weeks of the end of the hearings. We're looking to end the hearings sometime July 8th, possibly July 9th, so it'll be within 2 weeks from that date. But we're hoping to turn things around pretty quick and send those notices out within a week, so you should get something within a week to 2 weeks.
Great. I appreciate your time, and you know, I just want to double check that my my methodology of sales comparison would it's fitting to that representation as something you would.
Yeah, the spreadsheet's excellent. It's very good information. I think North Harbor Road is very close in proximity, so that sale's a good sale. Each of these neighborhoods have pluses and minuses. Certainly Treasure Road is an inferior neighborhood, but North Harbor's very, very comparable to Chimney Hill, especially the location in town. So, good stuff. It's a very well put together package.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.